Hello.
Hey, Philip. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Sorry for calling you late. I was on a long call with one of my other clients, you know, but we got them all set up and everything. Is this a good time for you and Crystal, or?
Yes, sir. I believe it is. She's awesome. Actually eating. I think she's about done right here, so.
Okay. Okay.
So
awesome.
I'm going to let you talk to her.
All right. Perfect. Perfect.
Thanks, Daniel.
You're welcome. Hey, Crystal. Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm great. Happy 2023. Finally made it.
can't believe it's here.
I know. I know. That year actually flew by. It was pretty crazy. But,
oh, God, it did.
Yeah. Yeah. So my name is Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. I've been talking with Philip for a couple weeks now just regarding a Google front page placement, Facebook advertising, custom website, just to bring more business, right? So
right.
The way this works, we give them 15 keyword phrases on the first page of Google. So, mm-hmm. For example, if somebody typed in what they'll type in, right? Tree removal, tree trimming, tree pruning, like any of the services that he provides, what'll
right.
happen is Thomas Tree Service is going to show up as a top recommended option, where they can click the call, click to view the website directly from the first page of Google, okay? Which just,
okay.
In English, just means more phone calls, right?
You know? Right.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Now, we don't want to just slap them on that first page and say good luck, right? We want them to look good up there, too, so people want to call them. So what we do is we include a custom Google-compliant website. I know you're eating right now, but I'm just going to send you a text of a current client's website. That way you're kind of able to check it out when you get a chance. In fact, I'll send you a couple. And these are just examples. Our websites are completely customizable. So you'll notice both websites are a little different. We'll customize it for exactly how he wants it to look, right? And I have some clients that are really hands-on with that, and some are like, hey, you guys just make it, and we'll run with it, you know? So either way works, all right?
Okay.
Now, to get them on the first page of Google, too, we have to boost your guys' online presence. Currently, let me see. Hold on. Let me run the scan again. All right. So currently not much online at all. Looks like there was an Angie lead listing. And that's about it.
Yeah.
We're going to submit his business to 60 directories total, which would mean he's coming up now on Facebook, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple. We even submit him to Amazon Alexa. So the main place people will find him will be Google, but to get him up there, we submit him all across the internet. Okay?
All
now,
right.
The second spot where he will get a lot of leads or calls will be Facebook, actually. Have you seen Facebook ads before? Do you know how those work?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, they're pretty cool. So if somebody goes on and searches any of the services from any directory, Facebook collects that data. It's kind of crazy, kind of scary. But when they go to their Facebook feed, his ads are going to show up on their feed, as long as they're in its service radius. So you don't have to worry about getting people from New York or California. Like, it'll all be from your area, right? But
right.
This is just a way to retarget him. So if they don't select him that first time, they go to Facebook, bam, he shows up again, and he could get a call or a website view straight from Facebook. Now, I'm going to also send you a text with one of our current clients' Facebook ads. Our Facebook department, they are gurus, like they're amazing. So they'll kind of customize it, but this is just an example again, you know. So that's coming through now. And the last thing we do too, he's gonna have a custom tracking and reporting system. This will be like your hub, Crystal, to see and manage everything. Any edits you want to make to your website, you could do it from the tracking system. You can see how many searches, clicks, calls, views to the website you're actually getting from Google and Facebook. Plus, it allows you to add new photos or promotions you may be running, which submit to every directory we submit you to, all from one spot.
Okay.
Okay. So, questions. How's it sound to you?
Well, I mean, it would be awesome. Honestly, it would be awesome. But, you know, it depends on how much money it is. And, and what the, you know, what we would have to agree upon as far as, you know, how long we can run it or whatever.
Okay. So it's month-to-month, no contracts, first off, right? So we're a performance-based company. We don't put you into any specific length of time because we're confident, like, once you see the result in this, you'll stick it out with us, right? So it's month-to-month. As far as the pricing goes, everything that I mentioned, the website, the Facebook ads, the Google front page placement, the 60 directories, the tracking system, I got Philip into our best promotional rate for that, which is $249
a month. $249
a month? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that would... Okay, we get 60, what'd you say, 60?
60 directories, Facebook, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, Amazon, Alexa, Hot Frog, I mean, you name it, you're on it. You're literally all across the internet.
Okay. Now, you said that we could develop the website ourselves.
You can. So I have some client in your tracking system, it'll say edit website. Like it'll have your website link and then it has an edit button on it. You're able to go in there and make any changes on your own if you'd like to, right? We don't allow you to change keywords though because we don't want you to mess up your optimization. So, but any other info like hours of operation, description, promotions you may be running, like anything at all you can change from your website, or you can call too. So any, our website development team is in-house, so it's not like we off-site it to another company. So any changes you want to make, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. But we understand that some of our clients work till late, you know, like 9, 10 p.m. We may not be open, so you can make the edits on your own too. From the tracking system.
Okay. And you said that that would be just like in our area. We're not going to be getting phone calls from New York, or correct?
No. So the max we're able to do is a 50-mile radius. So Okay. Your Facebook ads, like, you could shrink that down, too. I have some clients that send us, like, a list of zip codes that they want targeted, right? So as long as those zip codes are in 50 miles, we can do that. But you'll show up on Google, you'll show up with the Facebook ads, anywhere in that 50-mile radius.
Okay. All right. So if we agreed upon this, what would be our first step to do? You would just send me the link and go from there, or?
So the first thing I have to do is I send everything in writing via email. What I do, too, is just verify all the business info. Make sure we're branding you guys online correctly, and I'll make sure you guys have all the text messages too, like the YouTube video for the tracking system. I'll probably make sure to add you on here as well. That way you're able to make any changes too, you know.
That was my next question. If both of us would have access to the website, because he's not tech savvy and
right.
You know, I'm the one that has to pay all the bills and do everything because he doesn't know how to get online to pay it off. So
right.
I would definitely have to have the communication would probably more likely would have to go through me in order, you know, for payments and changes and everything along those lines.
And then the clients, you want those to call Philip, right? Like the people searching on Google. Okay. So
Yes. Let's
do that real quick. So I have his number as the business line. That's the 706-633-6222 number, right?
Correct.
Okay. What is your phone number, Crystal?
706-994-8100.
All right, so I got 706-994-8100. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is Crystal with a C?
C-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
Got it. All right. So you're going to have some text messages coming through to your phone now. If you don't have your phone with you, it's no problem. You got it. Awesome. So the first one coming through is my direct line and extension. It'll say, hi, this is Danny, yada, yada, yada on it. The main thing is my direct line and extension. I'm like your guys' point of contact, your account lead. So anytime you have questions, want to make changes, right, call me directly. And if needed, I'll get you to the appropriate department. Okay? What I'm also going to do is send you a YouTube video. I know you'll be the main one doing the tracking system. So this is just a 6-minute video tutorial of how to use your tracking system. But it's super easy. Once I get you logged into that in a moment here, you'll be like, this is like a cakewalk.
Okay, so this is for the YouTube video?
Yes. Right? Yes, ma'am. That's the tracking system. Yeah, they'll just like, one of our techs is on there just explaining it or whatnot. I think they changed it recently to the video, but it just shows you how to use things on there, you know? You're the one with the email, so what's the best email address for you, Crystal?
Okay, it is Shorty. Don't laugh at me either.
I will not, I promise.
Shorty, S-H-O-R-T-Y, 30512@gmail.com.
Oh, that wasn't even, I'm laughing with you, you know, that's a good, I've heard everything, you know, you
I
don't even know. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it all, like smoke 420, like I'm like, oh sir, we're gonna create you a business email too, okay?
Yeah, right.
we do offer that, by the way. So for example, the website we create, it'll be like thomastreeservice.com or whatever you guys select. They can make you an email that says, you know, crystal@thomastreeservice.com if you'd like. Some of my clients use it. Some just prefer to have their email so it's not going all over the place, you know. So it's up to you. Yeah. All right. So let me get this email off to you. So it's going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. This will have literally everything we just went over in writing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just give me a second. You'll also get, like, your terms of experience and your invoice, which shows you, like, again, everything you're paying for in writing. So we make sure, like, it's clear what you're getting, you know? All right, so I'm adding both of you on as authorized users. All that means I'm going to make you two our main point of contact, right, Crystal, for us?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be our main point of contact, and I have Philip on here as the main point of contact for the clients to call, but either one of you can call in and make changes, okay?
Okay.
All right, so hold on. Let me just get that squared away right now. Boom, boom. All right. The company name, so Thomas Tree Service, right? That's how we want it branded?
Yes, Thomas Tree Service.
We have to have a postcard from Google sent directly to you. This is just part of their PIN verification process. It has to go to a physical location, so it can't be a P.O. box.
Okay.
What's the best address to send that to?
It is 354.
Okay.
Mabry, M-A-B-R-Y.
Okay.
Lane.
Okay.
Morganton, Georgia.
30560.
Correct.
Awesome. So that's cool. I start entering the address, and it shows me all the rest, you know. But that time I was able to jump in and let you know. All right. And, oh, that address, you guys want that hidden online, right? That's a residential?
Yeah, if you don't care.
All right. Got it. Probably safer for them, you know.
I got a lot of kids, so I don't need people showing up at my doorstep.
For sure, 100%. Especially if they're little. You don't want to wake the baby up, you know. It's gonna make everybody mad.
he stays up all night anyway, so, you know, he can have a party with him.
Man, I called my brother-in-law yesterday to ask him about, like, this part. It's like a generator thing I needed to borrow, and it's, like, 2 p.m., and I call him, and he sounded like he was dead, you know? I was like, man, you okay, you know? He's like, the baby kept me awake all night, man. So they just had another one. Yeah, I thought it was the new baby. It's like, no, it was Tori, the other one. You know, I was like, oh, wow, she's like three.
Right?
All right, so hiding address for sure. Service radius, did you want to put it at 50 miles?
Yeah.
All right, it's the same rate when you go 10 to 50, so you might as well, you know, get the best bang for your buck. And he's doing all type of tree service, right? Tree removal, tree trimming. Tree pruning.
Yeah.
Okay, got
it. The only thing is that he doesn't do is
stump grinding.
Stump grinding, thank you.
Yeah, I knew it. I always hear that one. I don't know why. Usually the stump grinder guys, that's like all they do, you know?
Yep.
But, okay, so no stump grinding.
He eats up the equipment too much.
Right. And it's less, it's not as profitable, right? The stump grinding jobs and the tree removals?
Yeah. And it's the hardest job, it seems like.
We can use, I'll put in here, we use negative keywords too, and all that means is, so stump grinding is typed in. So if they do like stump grinding tree service, right, that's a negative keyword so you won't show up, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll put that in there. And they can play with it too,
to
make sure.
Philip said that he can subcontract those out if need to be, so.
Okay.
If you want to put that on there, at least that way Philip can get the call and.
Right, and you never know. You might get there, and it might be actual tree trimming that they want,
right?
So okay, so yeah, that's smart. Let's put that on then. All right, so stump removal, stump grinding, put both those. Okay, and let's see hours of operation. How does he want those listed?
24 hours. He can, if it's an emergency type situation, he can go out in the middle of the night.
24/7. I just should have asked that too. I just assumed you guys do emergency service. So let me add that too. And, does he accept all forms of payment? Cash, check, credit card?
Not credit card.
Okay.
But cash and check. We prefer cash.
Right. Cash is king, you know?
Yeah,
electronic payments like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, any of those you want us to list?
Cash App.
Let me put Cash App on there. And then just a tip, right? We don't offer this, but I have some clients that they didn't take cards, and they've been telling me, PayPal business account. So if you have a PayPal business account, they allow you to take cards on it too. And I guess super cheap. Yeah. So just a heads up on it.
I did have a PayPal account, but I haven't been on it for so long that I don't even know how to get on it. So.
Right. I don't even have a PayPal. I just heard clients tell me that. I try to stay away from that stuff because I always think it's like something weird about it. You know, like, what do you mean you want me to PayPal you? Like, who are you?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but being able to take the cards is cool too. I've also heard Square readers from Amazon. Some clients have told me. So, if you're never getting requests for cards, who cares, right? But if you start getting a bunch, there's a couple options for you that hopefully work out.
I mean, we've had a couple people, ask if we could do card, but, we're not set up like that to do that. We prefer cash more than anything just for purposes, IRS purposes, but.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
My
wife has a jam business on the side, and she does, like, mostly cash, so I understand exactly what you're saying with that,
Right.
Don't get us in the wrong tax bracket, honey,
Exactly.
For sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, quality problems, Crystal.
Exactly.
All right, so I have everything added here. Okay, so next step, what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign a technician to your company. I introduce you guys to the tech, too. So I call, introduce you to whoever, right? And what they do is they're just going to go through, like, all the fun stuff, keywords, color scheme of your website, et cetera. So almost everything I just verified, but they just want to double check it. Okay. The soonest appointment they have, give me one sec here. Okay, so 10 a.m. is the earliest tomorrow, 6 p.m. is the latest, and they have every slot in between just about. So what time works best for you guys?
Probably 10 a.m. Because I got to go to – I have a long day tomorrow at work, so
okay.
If he's able to call me right at 10, I can – get out the door and get to work myself. So
if you're driving and have like a Bluetooth in too, that works out, because you don't need to like be by a computer or anything, you know, just a heads up. So and I'll let them know you got a busy schedule just to make sure they kind of speed it along, you know. So let me get this schedule. So you're going to get an email calendar invite. It'll say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll receive another email reminder and a text reminder as well, so you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
And it's going to come from our 877 number, the same one I texted you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, okay, as far as the billing information goes, the card you guys are going to be using to secure the position with, is it your name on the card, Crystal, or Phillips?
It's my card, I guess.
Okay, so I just have to switch this over. I'm going to change you to the primary, and I'm adding him on as an authorized. It's just what we have to do. And it's the same last name, right? Crystal Thomas?
No, it's Crystal Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N.
N-O-R-T-O-N. Glad I asked.
Yeah.
Crystal Norton. All right. And is there a middle initial on the card, too?
L.
L, like Lee. Got it. Here we go, Crystal L. Norton. It's good to finally meet you. Every time I talk to you, you're always working, you know? You're a busy lady.
All the time, so.
What do you do? Just curious.
I'm a store manager for Dollar General.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. My, what would he be? I don't even know what to call him. It's my wife's ex-husband's brother. We're so close to all that, right? But he's a store manager at like a Walmart too, so I know you get super busy doing all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
And the
bill.
Oh, for sure. Well, soon everybody will have their tax returns. They gotta go. So I'm sure you guys will take up. It comes in waves and stuff, you know. But the billing address, is it the same 354 Mabry Lane?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
I don't know. You're asking me too many questions now. Look, it is a MasterCard, but...
So Masters always start with a 5, Visas always start with a 4. I've learned that working here. Isn't that crazy?
it is 4-4. It's a Visa.
Okay, so hold on. Let me change it to Visa. Okay, ready.
Okay, it is 4482.
Mm-hmm.
6175.
6175.
1477.
Okay.
7531.
All right. Expiration?
0424.
All right. And the CBC code?
994.
All right.
I think. It's a 994, 991, and it's rubbed off. I can't remember. I think it's 994.
Okay. What I'll do, it's great. My wife has hers. She has mine, too, memorized, which is crazy to me. But I'll try it with the 994, and it'll tell me... It'll give me an error code if it's not it, you know. But what I did is I coded out the card. I assigned the package already to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification. It'll just ask you some questions already asked, okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Thomas Tree Service.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Crystal Norton. Did you put me as primary?
I did. I was wondering what you're gonna say. We'll just say co-owner or something. You are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm a robot at this point, you know? you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
I know you're a busy woman. If we call or text or something, right, just get back to us as soon as possible. Like, no worries.
Yeah, it's better to text me and then I can call.
Okay, I'll put that too. For the tech team and for me, I'll put text preferred. And then if you're on a job or so, whenever you see it, right, just let us know, hey, this time works. Or you can even just call into my direct line. The longest I'm on a phone call usually is like an hour, you know? So I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone, you know?
That's good.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
I always get questions on that. I don't think anybody knows what it means. No, what it is we don't want you to pay for the same thing twice. So if you ever want to do something online, obviously we're not going to tell you no. But, if it's like a website, Google, Facebook ads, we just want you to run it by us to make sure we're not already doing it for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay, awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is January 3rd, 2023. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, but can I have the client support number before?
Yes, it's the same number. It should have been texted to you right now. It's the same exact number, but it's just extension 1 instead of extension 711.
Let me see. The 877.
635-6225. Yes, ma'am.
And you said extension 711?
Yeah, that's to get to me. So extension, that's what you want to always go to. Because sometimes they get wrapped up over there. And like I said, the longest I'm on a call is an hour. So you'll get a faster response by just calling me first, you know?
Okay.
All right. And then if I have to get you over there for like whatever website modifications, I can make it smoother. Or we can even schedule an appointment for you, whichever is easier, you know?
All right, that'll work. I guess we're going to probably maybe try this for a couple months and see how well everything goes. And if it continues, then, you know, we'll continue it. But right now we're going to do it as a trial basis for a couple
months. Of course. That's why we make it month-to-month, no contracts. We're confident once you guys see the results in this and the amount of business and exposure it brings that you'll stick it out with our company, you know. So I'd expect nothing less, right? Like, we try to always make it a trial. That way we're earning your business each and every month, you know. Now, when you get a chance, okay, there were a couple emails sent off to you. One's your Local Splash initial invoice, okay? In the invoice, it's going to have the fifth line down. It'll be a blue hyperlink, which says, please click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, Crystal, it's going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything that I went over with you. After
Where's that at, honey?
Oh, it should be in your email. It's under Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Oh, okay, I got it now. I went to the wrong one.
Oh, no problem, no problem. We texted it to you too, but, and I'll show you, in your tracking system, you could always get back to your terms of experience too, okay? But after you click here, it'll say local splash terms of experience. After you reviewed everything, right, again, it's everything I went over, but at the bottom, it's going to have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card, and then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. I'm going to email you and text you the username and password right now, and I'll also text it to Philip, too, so he has it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so give me one sec. I feel like they add a new Candina, like, every single day. All right, here it is. All right. If you want to, you can change the password in settings, just so you know. But if you do change the password, you have to let Philip know as well, because it'll change it for both of you guys. Okay?
Okay.
All right, just a heads up on that. And the username, because Philip's number is the main number for clients to contact, your username's his phone number. Okay?
The username is his phone number?
Yeah, so it'll be the 706-633-6222 number. And then the password, I just texted it to you, but it's all lowercase letters, all one word. Top ads. TOPADS.
Those are all little letters?
All little letters, yeah. Every time we generate a password, it makes them all little letters for whatever reason.
Okay. But I'm not finding... You said that I had, that there was a thing on there where I had to go and check the box. Where's that? Which one is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes I go too fast, you know. So if you go back to your email, it should be from Local Splash Support, and it's going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Initial Invoice. And it's, okay, click here.
To yes. Okay. Click that blue hyperlink where it says click here. And then it should say local splash terms of experience, and then it will say services, right?
Okay, yeah.
And that's everything you paid for in writing. At the bottom, so after you reviewed all that, at the bottom you'll see that box to check certifying you're an authorized user, and then it has you type your name in. You have to type the middle initial too. So Crystal L. Norton.
Okay, so now the username, I put in his phone number.
Yes.
And pop ad.
Yes, top, T as in Tom.
Oh, okay, my bad.
No, you're good. I think pop ads would have been a better one. I'm waiting for the date, because every time I do this, it's a new password, right? So I'm waiting for the day where it just says password or something. They got to run out someday, you know?
Right. Okay, so I hit connect with Google.
Yes. So that's going to take you where it says connect your Google listing, like it says verify now. Don't worry about that. They'll do that in your client interview, right? But just get used to it. Like, you're going to see everything's blank right now, like promoted URL is not there. They do that in the client interview, your primary search phrase. It says the profile number. So just kind of play around with it. One thing I do want to show you. So if you click on, it should be the three lines in the top right-hand corner. Or
yes.
If you're, okay, perfect. So if you click on that, it should pull down account settings at
yes.
The bottom. Okay.
Wait, no, hold on.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It'll pull up your name at the bottom. So it'll say Crystal
yeah.
L. Norton. So click
yeah.
your name, and then it should say account settings.
Okay, got it.
So when you click on that, okay, if you wanted to change, this, like you're able to change everything here. Terms of experience, you could click on that. That takes you to the page you just signed. It has, like, you can change your billing info, your password. This is where you change any of that stuff, okay?
So is this where I would go to pay next month's bill?
No, it automatically pays is the way it works, and it won't let you charge on there. It only lets you change your card if needed. Like, if you wanted to use a different card next month, you just go to billing and fill out the information on it, you know?
Okay.
But, yeah.
And that's going to be on the 3rd of every month, right?
It'll be on the 3rd of every month. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I need to make sure it's in the bank every month.
Yeah, the one that gets weird is when it's, like, the 31st. Because some days there's not 31 days, so it does, like, the last day of the month. But you're good. There's always 3 days in a month.
Right?
For sure. For sure. But, yeah, when it's, like, the 29th or the 30th, sometimes it'll be on a different day of the month for those people. But you're good. Yours will be the 3rd of each month.
Okay.
Okay. What? So... yeah, and just play around on there too. Like, you're going to see Facebook, tracking, Google tracking, right? Like, just kind of get used to how to use it. And that YouTube video is a good way to, like, show you all your features on it. But if you ever have any questions too, you could always call me and I can walk you through it. Okay?
Okay. Well, one more question.
Yeah.
Is there, like, something that I can download that I can automatically go to, or is it just the link, that link?
Oh, so good question. In your client interview with your technician, they're going to ask you if you want an app. It's one of our newest features. It's included at no additional charge. Just let them know you want the app, and they'll send you the link to be able to download that to your phone. That way you can just click the app, and it takes you to the tracking system. But otherwise, you would have to bookmark the page and log in that way every time.
Yeah, I accidentally went out of it. Now I can't figure out how to get back in.
Yeah, so it's always my.localsplash.com is how you get in there. It should be in the text messages I sent you, but I would just bookmark that page so you have it for now, you know?
Okay.
It's the very last text I sent you. Yeah.
Oh, the last text you sent me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so it should all be right there. And I sent it over to Philip, too, so you should have it. And I know you're going to go on it primarily, you know, but just that way he has it, too, you know. But he'll love this. It's going to bring more phone calls, you know. Again, if you ever miss our call or anything, you know, just send us a text or get back to us at your earliest convenience, and we'll make it work. I know you're busy. Phil gets busy. So just let us know. You know.
All right. Well, I'll put the number on my phone, and I'll wait for the guy to call me tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow at 10 a.m. I don't have any appointments at that time, so I'll call, and I'm going to introduce you to the tech, too, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Awesome. You have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, Crystal?
Thanks, sir. Bye.
All right. Bye.